haven't seen it. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
大家早上好，圣诞快乐。
Today we'll be looking at Luke 1:5-56.
今天早上我们会查看路加福音第一章五到五十六节。
We'll look at the three people that God chose to bring about what we know as the Christmas story.
我们会深入的查看说，总共有三个人物是上帝借由这人物将圣诞带入人间。
That'd be Zechariah, his wife Elizabeth, and Mary.
我们看见会有撒加利亚，会有伊丽莎伯，以及玛利亚。
We'll begin from Malachi. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
在我们进入路加福音之前，我们先看马拉基书第四章第五到六节。看哪，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
With those words, the Old Testament came to a close.
在这两节经文的结束，也就是整个旧约的一个结尾。
God then ushered in over 400 years of radio silence from heaven.
在这两节经文写完之后，上帝也就沉默了差不多400年。
In Luke chapter 1, God is about to break that silence.
而在路加福音第一章之中，我们看见上帝即将打破这沉默。
How would he do it?
那他是怎么样去行的呢？
Who will he tell?
那他会告诉谁呢？
With such world-changing news, surely he will bring this announcement to the royal palace so that proclamations could be made throughout Israel.
我们相信说，如果有这样一个改变世界历史的这样一个消息，神应该是会把这消息带到皇宫中，以致这消息能够遍满全地。
Well then, I'm sure that this extraordinary news will be heralded to the religious leaders so that it will be proclaimed to all the temple visitors.
或是说这奇妙的一个消息会传递给当时的宗教领袖，以致说他们也会告诉那前来敬拜的人。
Well, with God, expect the unexpected.
可是来到神，我们常常都会知道说神有那出乎意料之外的行为的作为。
James 4:6 is a good guiding principle for who God will come to.
在雅各书第四章第六节之中给予我们一个很好的一个原则，让我们知道说上帝会将他的信息带给谁。
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
上帝是将那恩典赐予那降卑的。
I'm glad I brought this. This morning we're going to summarize Luke chapter 1. And start from the end and then come back.
我们今天早上我们会先对于路加福音第一章有一个总结，然后我们从路加福音的后半段一直会查考到前半段。
Hopefully this is what we can take away from this teaching.
希望说今天的教导能够告诉我们以下的这样的一个内容。
Number one is the greatness of John the Baptist.
我们能够知道说，使徒，对不起，施洗约翰他确实是伟大的。
Jesus said, "Among men born of heaven, there is none greater than John the Baptist."
耶稣说，那母胎所生的没有一个比施洗约翰来的更伟大。
But he also said, "However, those who are least in the kingdom of heaven will be greater."
可是主耶稣自己也说，那在天国中那最小的却是比施洗约翰来的更加伟大。
John's time on earth was pinpointed in history by Luke.
施洗约翰在人类历史之中的出现是由路加医生所记载的。
Luke chapter 3 begins in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, Tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, Tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert.
在路加福音第三章第一到第二节是这么样的记载，凯撒底比流在位第十五年，本丢比拉多做犹大巡抚，西律做加利利分封的王，他兄弟腓力做以土利亚和特拉可尼地方分封的王，吕撒涅做亚比利亚亚比利尼分封的王，亚纳和迦亚法做大祭司。那时撒加利亚的儿子约翰在旷野里，神的话临到他。
John was called great in the sight of the Lord.
在神的眼里，神称施洗约翰为大。
He called people to repentance.
他呼唤人要悔改。
He had a courageous spirit.
他有那勇敢的灵。
The angel Gabriel said he would go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah.
加百列天使告诉就说他会 I'm sorry.
He went to Gabriel said that John was to go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah.
天使加百列说，施洗约翰将带着以利亚他那样的一个勇气能力来到为神为主基督铺路。
And he introduced Jesus to the world.
他也将主耶稣基督告知全世界。
The angel Gabriel also said he would be a joy and delight to his parents.
天使加百列也说，施洗约翰将会为他的父母，将会是他父母的喜乐。
Just imagine being Elizabeth and Zechariah waiting 30 years for a child.
你可以试想想，撒加利亚以及伊丽莎伯他们等了30年，就期盼有这样一个孩子。
And finally,Their prayer was answered.
最终他们的祷告蒙应许。
With John the Baptist, who, with the Scripture tells us, was filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth.
我们从经文里面知道说，施洗约翰从他在母腹之中就已经是被圣灵所充满的。
Outside of Jesus, I think John the Baptist was probably the easiest child for a parent to raise.
那或许除了主耶稣基督之外，施洗约翰可能就是在父母之中，在孩子之中最容易带大的一个孩子。
We'll continue with our takeaway from Luke.
那我们继续看路加福音所第一章所教导我们的。
The greatness of John was first of our takeaways. The second one would be what.We could learn and take away from these people.
我们刚才已经听到说施洗约翰被圣经所称为大，那我们接下来还要知道说上帝会借由其他的人物要给予我们什么样的一个教导。
To avoid an attitude of unbelief，
也就是要回避这样一个 不相信的这样一个态度。
Spiritual dullness, and an example would be Zechariah and Nicodemus.
要逃避这样一种属灵上的一种麻痹。那圣经所给予我们的例子有撒加利亚，也有尼哥底母。
Zacharias and Nicodemus, when they were told certain things, both had an attitude of, "How can this be? How can this happen?"
当有这样一个奇妙的信息来到撒加利亚和尼哥底母的时候，他们两个人的态度同样的都是觉得说，这是怎么可能的呢？是带着一种不相信的一个态度。
Expressing doubt in God.
那他们是对上帝有所质疑。
Mary, on the other hand, said, "How will this happen?"
而玛利亚则说，上帝啊，那这样这事是会如何发生的呢？
Expressing belief.
所表示的是对神的相信。
So we should strive for spiritual insight and sensitivity that Elizabeth and Mary demonstrated.
所以我们心中所真正要追求的是在属灵之中能够有看见，并且能够对属灵的事情有敏感，就如伊丽莎伯以及玛利亚所示范的一样。
And how can we nurture that attitude of faith, belief, and spiritual sensitivity?
那我们要如何来这样培育一个在信心、在相信以及在属灵敏感度上的这样一个态度呢？
Through humility, repentance, and prayer.
那我们需要借由谦卑的一个态度、一个悔改以及祷告，能够来培育这样的一种态度。
Those are the qualities that will keep us sensitive toward God and His voice.
唯有透过这样一些生命的一个特质，才能够保住我们在属灵里面的一个敏感度。
As we go through Luke, these are the things we want to look for.
当我们查看路加福音的时候，这其实是我们所需要认知的。
The significance of who was visited.
我们要知道说，神要去拜访谁，这是一个很重要的事情。
And the significance of who was visited in that there really wasn't any significance at all.
我们要知道说这个得到拜访，这是一个很重要的事。
They weren't powerful, influential people. They were just regular, everyday people that God came to give them this message.
我们要知道说那受访的不是那当官的，不是当下掌权的，乃是平民百姓，乃是平凡人。
Zechariah and Elizabeth's commitment to each other.
我们同时间也要认知到说撒加利亚以及伊丽莎伯彼此之间是有那样重要的一个委身。
They were, as the Apostle Paul said in Corinthians, they were equally yoked.
在正如使徒保罗在哥林多书里面所写的，这两位他们是同父异母。
God shows up through our obedience to His precepts.
我们看见说，上帝其实是透过我们对他的训诲的这样一个顺服，会出现在我们之中。
1 Samuel 2:30 says.
我们看见撒母耳记上第二章第三十节这么讲，
Those who honor me, I will honor.
那些尊荣我的，我必尊荣他。
And Daniel 9:20-21.
而在但以理书第九章20-21节里面这么写着，
Daniel was in captivity in Babylon for most of his life.
但以理虽然说一生几乎一整个生命都是被掳在巴比伦。
Toward the end of that captivity,
可是在被掳的末端，
Daniel prayed,
但以理有这样一个祷告。
And the point I want to make here is that he was praying at an exact time during the evening sacrifice.
我们这边所要知道的是，但以理在祷告的时候是非常针对性，对时间上非常针对性的一个祷告，也是在晚间献祭的时候祷告。
He had been in a foreign land for 70 years.
他已经在外地已经有70年之久。
But yet he was still praying at the exact time of the evening sacrifice.
可是在晚间献祭的时间，他却能够抓住准确的在那个时间祷告。
God honored that commitment and showed up at that time.
而上帝也就看中了这样的一个顺服，他也在那个时候向但以理显现。
Also in Luke, we'll see the amazing revelations given to Zechariah and Mary.
同时间，我们在路加福音第一章里面，我们看见上帝所对撒加利亚以及玛利那奇妙的一个启示。
The different responses to those revelations.
并且我们看见那对神的启示有不同的回应。
The keen spiritual insight of Elizabeth.
我们看见伊丽莎伯她对属灵事情上有这样深入的一个看见。
The miraculous spiritual insight of John from the womb.
而使徒约翰那时候他还在母腹之中，他也有这样一个奇迹般的一个属灵的看见。
And lastly, Mary's uncontainable praise to God.
还有同时间有玛利亚，那没有办法收敛，就是好，突然间忘了，自然会抒发的一个对神的一个赞美。非常对不起大家。
Okay, I will begin in Luke chapter 1, verse 5.
路加福音第一章第五节。
In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren.And they were both well along in years.
第五到第七节，当犹太王希律的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫伊丽莎伯。他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指摘的，只是没有孩子，因为伊丽莎伯不生育。两个人又年纪老迈了。
The key to a strong marriage is commitment to God first and commitment to each other.
我们看见一个婚姻，它扎实度，取决于它是否先委身在神身上。
That kind of marriage will bring you through any situation.
而在神身上所建下根基的这样一个婚姻，能够面对生命中任何的一个任何的一个境况。
The biggest heartache of their marriage was the fact that they had no children.
那对于伊丽莎伯以及撒加利亚来说，他们最烦恼的也就是他们没有一个孩子。
Many times in the Jewish culture, men.Put aside their wives if they were barren.
很多时候在犹太人的文化之中，如果一个妇人她如果她的妻子没有办法生育的话，往往先生会不顾这个妻子。
But we see with Elizabeth and Zechariah, their marriage overcame the difficulties that they faced.
可是我们看见撒加利亚以及伊丽莎伯他们这样。之间的一个婚姻却能够克服并且胜过这样的一个难题。
Young people, when you're looking for a lifetime mate,
我们的年轻人，如果你想要寻找你如果你正在寻找一个终身的伴侣
，Be sure they love the Lord like you do.
你一定要先确认他像你一样是爱着神的。
verse 8. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord to burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside.
第8到第10节，撒加利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的职分，照祭司的规矩至谦，得进主殿烧香。烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告。
To the priests, the opportunity to burn incense was the highest honor of all the priestly duties.
对于祭司来说，如果能够在圣殿里面向神献上那那香，那是最高的一个荣誉。
It was considered a fresh fragrance, rising up to God, who considers our prayer, who sees our prayers as a sweet aroma.
因为这是馨香的一个祭，能够达到神的面前。
In verse 11. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense.
第十一节，有主的使者站在香坛的右边，向他显现。
God showed up.
在这个时候，神出现了。
When Zechariah was faithful in prayer and in the precepts and commandments of God.
当撒加利亚他忠心的祷告，忠心的遵守主的训词。
When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and gripped with fear.
在第十二节，撒加利亚看见就惊慌害怕。
But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah."
天使对他说：“撒加利亚，不要害怕。”
We see that expression several times. Here with Zechariah, when the angel Gabriel showed up to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God."
我们看见这样所谓不要害怕的这样一个词句，其实在路加福音里面出现了几次。加百列天使向玛利亚出现的时候，也有这样的同样一句话来安慰玛利亚。
The angel told Joseph, "Do not be afraid."
天使告诉约瑟说，不要害怕。
Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife.
不要害怕娶玛利亚为妻。
The angel appeared to the shepherds.
天使向牧羊人显现。
Do not be afraid. I bring you great news.
不要害怕，我带给你大喜的讯息。
Of joy.
是充满大喜悦的。
Today in the city of David, a Savior is born.
因为在大卫的城里有一个婴孩，为你而生。
So we see God's comforting words, "Do not be afraid," in the difficulties that we face in life, whatever they may be.
所以我们看见说，虽然说我们在生命中有许多不同困苦的境况，不管是怎么样一个情况，上帝那安慰的话语还是会临到他，他所爱的。
And your prayer, didn't finish that verse.Your prayer has been heard.
天使也告诉撒加利亚说，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了。
That was probably an amazing word that Zechariah heard, given that they were in their 60s, and more than likely they've been praying for children for 30 years.
那时候撒加利亚应该差不多60岁，他们为能够有一个孩子的这样一个祈求也有差不多30年之久。所以当听见天使这样跟他说你的祈祷被已经被听见的时候，这相信是一个很奇妙的事情。
But God has his reasons for delay.
可是上帝他自有他自己的原因，为什么会所谓单言这样一个孩子的出现。
All of us have prayed at different times in our life waiting and for something from God.
我们在我们生命的过程之中，在不同的时段，我们相信都有向神祈求心中所愿的，并且等待上帝回应。
Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John.
天使继续对撒加利亚说，你的妻子伊丽莎伯要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。
He will be a joy and delight to you.
你必欢喜快乐。
And many will rejoice because of his birth.
有许多人因他出世也必喜乐。
For he will be great in the sight of the Lord.
他在主面前将要伟大。
He is never to take wine or other fermented drink.
淡酒浓酒都不喝。
And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth.
从母腹里就被圣灵充满了。
Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God.
他要使许多以色列人回转。
And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous.
他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主的前面，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫叛逆的人转从义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。
To make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
又为主预备何用的百姓。
Zechariah asked the angel, How can I be sure of this? I am an old man and my wife is well along in years.
第十八节，撒加利亚对天使说，我凭着什么可知道这事呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也年纪老迈了。
Here we see an expression of uncertainty, an expression of doubt about.
在这里我们听见撒加利亚心中开始有质疑。
Can God do this?
他在想说，上帝真的能行这事吗？
I think Zechariah could have maybe forgotten about Abraham and Sarah.
或许撒加利亚在那时候他忘记了有关亚伯拉罕和撒拉的故事。
It's okay. In verse 19, the angel said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. And I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news.And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time.
天使回答说，我是站在神面前的加百列，奉差来对你说话，将这好信息报给你。到了时候，这话必然应验，只因你不信，你必哑巴，不能说话，直到这事成就的日子。
So Zechariah was looking for a sign.
所以我们看见撒加利亚他其实想要得到一个印证。
I think he got one, but not the one he had hoped for.
那他确实是得到一个印证，可是不是他心中所想要得到的。
But I think he walked away in such a way that he'd never doubt God again.
可是也因为得到这样一个印证，他从此也应该不会再次质疑神了。
When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and for 5 months remained in seclusion. The Lord has done this for me, she said. In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people.
第二十三节，他供职的日子已满，就回家去了。这些日子以后，他的妻子伊丽莎伯怀了孕，就隐藏了五个月，说：“主在眷顾我的日子，这样看待我，要把我在人间的羞耻除掉。”
Here we see Zechariah and Elizabeth's reaction to the news they got.
这里我们看见。撒加利亚以及伊丽莎伯，他们对天使这样一个讯息的一个回应。
When many have have news that they're going to have a baby, it's a time of rejoicing and sharing that news with everyone they know, right?
那我们在平常的日子之中，如果有人怀孕的时候，这其实是一个大喜的一个消息。
But That's not what they did.
可是这并不是向大家公布这样一个消息，不是伊丽莎伯以及撒加利亚所行的。
Elizabeth went into seclusion.
反而伊丽莎伯她隐藏了五个月。
I mean, we can only guess as to why.
我们这里只能够尝试猜想说为什么他会隐藏五个月。
I mean, perhaps the revelation that they got was so overwhelming that all they could do was to go and to pray and to ponder the awesome responsibility that God had put on their shoulders.
或许他们得到天使这样一个信息，对他们来说的那个震撼实在是太大了，所以他们必须隐退，在那个时间要祈祷，要思想他们现在所得到这样一个重大的一个责任。
To bear the children, or to bear the child who is going to be the forerunner of the Lord, of the Messiah.
要生育这样一个为主他的这样他的弥赛亚作为一个先锋人物，是一个很重大的责任。
It had to be at one point exhilarating, but then sobering as well.
一方面是让人雀跃的，可是另外一方面也是让人能够感到很庄严的。
I thought about a situation that maybe we could compare it to.
我想到我们可能生命之中有这样的一个情况是我们可以联想的。
Perhaps a doctor.
或许是一个医生。
Who's highly skilled?
他非常的有能力。
And he was chosen to conduct a surgery that had never been done before.
他被挑选要进行一个手术，是从来没有一个人做过的一个手术。
Proud and exhilarated for having been chosen because of his skills.
那当然，他因为他的能力被挑选，他会感到非常的荣誉。
But then sobering in the idea that a life could be in his hands.
可是同时间因为有生命掌握在他的手中，所以他也心中也可以有那样的一个震惊的感觉。
Elizabeth and John had that same kind of sense of joy and responsibility.
那相信撒加利亚以及伊丽莎伯他们也是带着这样同时间雀跃，同时间也知道身负重任。
6 months later, the same angel Gabriel goes to Nazareth.
我们看见六个月之后对不起，到了第六个月，同样的加百列天使他去到了加利利。
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy.
这里说到了第六个月，第二十六节说到了第六个月，这就是伊丽莎伯怀孕的第六个月。
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you.
到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒，到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去对她说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。
Here we see a contrast, an older couple and a young virgin.
在这里我们看见有一个强烈的一个对比，是一个年纪老迈的一对夫妻以及一对年轻的夫妻。
God's ways are mysterious sometimes.
我们看见上帝他的作为是奇妙可畏的。
Verse 29, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
第29节，玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他祖大卫的位给他。他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。”他的国也没有穷尽。
The beauty in both these messages is how easily the angel gives these people the future.
我们看见这两个天使所带来的一个信息，其中的它美丽的地方，也就是它如何这么样轻易的就将一个美好的一个未来告知。所得到信息的人。
God sees the future more clearly than we see how we live yesterday.
上帝对于未来的事情所看得清楚的程度，更胜于我们甚至对于昨天我们的一个反思。
Verse 34, How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin.
玛利亚就问天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
Not an expression of doubt, but curiosity and belief.
可是在这里我们看见不是一个质疑，乃是一个好奇。
Verse 35, the angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
天使回答说圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此做要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
So the father of her child was not a man, but the Holy Spirit.
我们看见这孩子的父并不是一个人，并不是人类，乃是圣灵。
Verse 36, Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who is said to be barren, is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God.
天使继续说，况且你的亲戚伊丽莎伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。因为出于神的话，没有一句不能没有一句不带能力的。
Mary and Elizabeth were cousins.
我们看见玛利亚和伊丽莎伯他们其实是亲戚。
We see here that Mary wasn't aware that Elizabeth was pregnant.
我们也看见说玛利亚其实不知道伊丽莎伯是有身孕的。
Elizabeth had done a good job going into seclusion.
那伊丽莎伯她将自己隐退，这样是她真的是做得很好。
And we see kind of a veiled rebuke kind of at with the angel saying Elizabeth was thought to be barren.
我们看见说这里天使所说的话其实带有这样一种淡淡的一个谴责，因为我们看见说大家对伊丽莎伯的感觉就是觉得说她应该是不会生育的。
For a woman not to have a child in that culture was considered, they were considered sometimes cursed by God.
作为一个有夫之妻，如果你没有办法生孕的话，这其实是被当时的文化看为是得到上帝的咒诅。
No doubt, she endured some of the same things that that Sarah endured from Hagar.
我们看见说，其实相信伊丽莎伯她所经历的这样的一种被歧视，也就如当时撒拉被歧视一样。
In 1 Samuel, Hannah was barren.
我们在撒母耳记上里面，我们看见说，哈拿她也是没有身孕的。
And Elkanah was Hannah's husband, and he had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah.
那我们看见说，哈拿的先生他有两个妻子。
And Peninnah, the scripture says, was constantly provoking Hannah.
那我们看见说，圣经里面记载，比尼亚他仍是常常就是。激动哈拿，使得哈拿在生命之中很多的苦水。
Elizabeth probably had to deal with the same type of provocation.
那我们看伊丽莎伯，其实在她的生命之中，应该也受到很多这样的一种别人的这样一个歧视。
You know, Peninnah could have been gracious to Hannah and asked her assistance with her children rather than provoking her.
那我们看见其实比尼亚应该是带着一种怜悯的心去对待哈拿，而不是这样一直激动他。
But she chose to be mean-spirited.
可是他选择带有这样一个恶劣的一个态度。
You know, it's a lesson that we all can learn.
这是一个我们能够学习到的一个功课。
We can be gracious, or we can be mean-spirited toward our fellow man.
在我们彼此对待之中，我们可以有两个选择，一个就是以恩慈相待，一个是以恶劣的一个行为来对待彼此。
And Mary's response, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered, "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
玛利亚也就回应说，我是主的使女。情愿照你的话成就在我身上，天使就离开他去了。
Quite a difference in her expression to the angel from Zacharias.
我们看见玛利亚她对天使的回应，对比撒加利亚对天使的回应是非常不同的。
I don't want to be too critical of Zechariah because God complimented him for being righteous before him and obeying all the commands and regulations blamelessly.
当然我们不能够对撒加利亚过于的苛刻，因为我们也知道说上帝对于撒加利亚的评价是非常高的，知道说撒加利亚他是一个义人，是在神的这样一个顺服神的训词之中是完全的顺服。
I think we just see with Mary, we see the innocence of youth.
可是我们看见在玛利亚身上，也就是那少年人所带出来的这样一个纯真。
Sometimes the youth have no problem with the expression "with God, all things are possible."
很多时候是反倒是年轻人对于说在神里没有一件难成的事情这样一句话是最能够接受的。
When we get a little older, we struggle a little bit with that verse.
反而是我们这年纪比较大的，对于这样一句话有所质疑。
Okay, next we'll see Mary's reaction versus Elizabeth. Elizabeth went into seclusion. We'll see in verse 39. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth.
接下来我们会看见玛利亚和伊丽莎伯彼此之间的一个互动。那第一章，路加福音第一章第39节这么写着：那时候，玛利亚起身，急忙往山地里去，来到犹大的一座城。第40节，进了撒加利亚的家，问伊丽莎伯安。
I think both these reactions were ordered by God.
那我们看见说 我们接下来会看见的两个反应，其实都是上帝所应允的。
Elizabeth, the seclusion and prayer.
像伊丽莎伯她隐退，并且在隐退之中有祷告。
Getting sensitive toward God, trying to listen to God's voice.
对神越来越有那敏感度，越来越要倾听神的声音。
Basically, I think to prepare her for who was to come visit her.
其实我相信，这也就是要预备伊丽莎伯来迎接接下来要拜访她的人。
Because we'll see real quick what Elizabeth's reaction was when she heard Mary, when she heard Mary's voice.
所以很快的，我们会看见说，伊丽莎伯她会对玛利亚有什么样的一个反应。
Because Elizabeth wasn't the only person expecting Mary.
我们也看见伊丽莎伯不单单只是伊丽莎伯在等待着玛利亚的来到。
When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
伊丽莎伯一听玛利亚问安，所怀的胎就在腹里跳动，伊丽莎伯且被圣灵充满。
An amazing miracle that that a baby in the womb 6 months would consciously be aware of what's going on outside of the womb.
这是一个奇迹，因为我们看见一个六个月的一个胎儿能够对于在母腹之外的事情能够有所认知。
Verse 42, in a loud voice she exclaimed, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished.
在第四十二节就这么记载，伊丽莎伯高声喊着说，你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的，我主的母到我这里来，这是从哪里得的呢？因为你问安的声音一入我耳，我腹里的胎就欢喜跳动，这相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。
Elizabeth had notdid not have an angel visitation, but clearly she'd been with God.
虽然说没有天使向伊丽莎伯显现，可是这里我们知道伊丽莎伯与神是在一起的。
She was not aware of Mary's pregnancy.
她不知道说玛利亚其实已经怀孕了。
God had made her aware of it.
可是是由神使她能够有这样的一个知道。
Such spiritual insight was going to be needed by Mary.
这样一个属灵的见解，对于玛利亚来说是她所需要的。
During this challenging, difficult time that she would face.
在这样她所要经历一个充满着挑战的一段日子。
We'll just look at the insight that she had.Without ever having seen Mary.
那我们看见伊丽莎伯她所得到的这样一个属灵的见解，虽然说她还未见玛利亚。
She knew that she was pregnant.
她知道说玛利亚已经怀孕了。
She knew that the pregnancy would be the Messiah, the Lord.
他也知道说玛利亚所怀的胎将会是弥赛亚。
She understood the reaction from her womb.
而他对于他腹中的胎所有的这样一个反应，他也有所理解。
She recognized it as a leap of joy and praise.
他意识到胎里。对不起，腹中的胎的反应是一个欢喜的反应，是一个赞美的反应。
Mary's going to face some great challenges being pregnant with no father.
玛利亚作为还是处女的时候，她就怀了孕，这个对她来说，她将会面对许多的困难。
Because the people wouldn't believe.
因为人并不会相信她。
We learn a little bit of this. We get a little glimpse of that in John chapter 8 when Jesus was debating with the Pharisees and the religious leaders. Back in
我们在约翰福音第八章之中有一撇这样的困难。我们看见耶稣在当时耶稣和法利赛人以及那宗教的领袖有辩论。
One of the things they threw back at him was the comment, "We are not illegitimate children."
那其中这些宗教领袖的对主耶稣的反驳，也就是说，我们是有父有母的孩子。
Mary was going to have to deal with the realization that no one would believe the story.
玛利亚也就要面对这样一个现实，而这现实也就是没有一个人会相信她虽然还是处女，可是她却能够怀孕。
So the time spent with Elizabeth was a maturation, a maturing process, preparing her to deal with what she would have to deal with coming down off the mountain into the valley of difficulty.
所以和伊丽莎伯在一起的这样一个时间是让玛利亚能够心智更加成熟的一个时间，使得说她能够从这样一个在高山上的一个这样的一个经历能够慢慢的开始走向低谷之中。
But she hadn't got there yet. She was still with Elizabeth, enjoying that time. And as a result, she came forth with a beautiful word of praise that we'll read next.
可是在她和玛利亚和伊丽莎伯在见面的这样一个时间的时候，她还在所谓的高山上。所以他与伊丽莎伯在一起的时间是欢喜的，也接下来我们听见说玛利亚心中会唱出这样一个美丽对神的一个赞美。
Verse 46 And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed.
玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我为有福。”
For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm.He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts.
那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣。他怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。他又膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。
He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble.He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty.
他叫有权柄的失位，叫卑贱的升高，叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers.
他辅助了他的仆人以色列为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，施怜悯直到永远，正如从前对我们列祖所说的话。
Quite a word of prayer and praise from a young teenage girl.
从一个少女口中说出这样一个奇妙的一个祷文以及一个颂赞。
Verse 56, Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
第五十六节，玛利亚和伊丽莎伯同住约有三个月，就回家去了。
I don't know if she was there for the birth, but she left at about that same time that that John the Baptist was to be born.
我们在这里不知道说玛利亚走的时候施洗约翰是否已经出生了，可是我们看见时间上来说，也就是在施洗约翰即将诞生的这样一个日子。
3 months of time to praise God.
有这样三个月，玛利亚有这样三个月的时间来赞美主。
To pray to God, to ask for His help and leading in this wonderful but challenging time.
来向神祷告，来向神祈求，有神给予他的一个带领，来面对接下来极具挑战的日子。
Then she returned home.
之后他就回家去了。
We know what Joseph wanted to do. Joseph had determined to divorce her quietly.
我们知道说之前约翰其实对不起，约瑟他本想就默默地休了玛利亚。
But that time, that 3 months time, that she spent with Elizabeth in prayer, asking God, to help in the circumstances that they were going to deal with was effective.
可是我们看见玛利亚在那三个月之中所向神祈求的是有果效的。
And we know the story, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream.
我们也知道说天使也就像约瑟在梦中显现。
So what we can learn here, from Elizabeth, Zechariah, and Mary.
所以我们在这里从撒加利亚、从伊丽莎伯以及从玛利亚身上，我们可以学到的。
They were humble, repentant people of prayer.
我们看见说他们是向神祈求的人，同时间也是心灵那谦和、愿意悔改的人。
And that is why God visited them.
也就是因为这样子，上帝愿意向他们显现，拜访了他们。
And those qualities must be in us.
而这些生命的特质必须也在你我之中。
If we want the visitation from God that they got.
尤其如果我们也希望能够与神有这样一个所谓见面的一个机会。
Primarily answer to prayer.
尤其是在祷告能够得着应允这方面。
Okay. Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your word.
父神，我们为着你的话语，我们感谢你。
We thank you for the examples of Elizabeth and Zechariah and Mary.
我们为着撒加利亚、伊丽莎伯以及玛利亚所给我们设下的一个例子，我们感谢你。
We thank you that you are a God that does not change.
我们感谢神，因为你是那不改变的神。
The qualities that were built in Mary and Elizabeth and Zechariah are the same qualities that you want to see in us.
我们知道说，在撒加利亚、在伊丽莎伯以及玛利亚生命中所展现的这样一个生命特质，也是神你愿意在我们生命之中所看见的这样一个特质。
Help us, Lord, in our humble, repentant, prayerful walk with you.
神啊，求你就帮助我们，让我们在与你同行的时候，能够是谦卑、悔改，并且带着祷告的这样一个心，能够与你同行。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
以主耶稣基督的名祈求， Amen.